Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Loretta Windsor. Loretta Windsor is the founder of something called Sista Soul Fest. And she's about to celebrate the fourth annual Sista Soul Fest in the greater Des Moines area. But it may be coming to a community near you soon. Loretta, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, this is a fellow ally by the name of Joy. Gave me your card, which is, by the way, a fantastic card. You've got QR codes on the back. You know, you explain exactly what's going on with Sista Soul Fest. I thought it was really a great piece of marketing because that's what we do at our advertising agency. But more than that, I was interested in what's the reason behind Sista Soul Fest and why did you get this started in the first place?
Okay, well, great. Thank you. Sista Soul Fest really came about when in the pandemic 2020, I did some meditation in the park, and that vision came to me about a fest. It just came to me, and I had no idea really, never had done that before, and it just popped up. I asked, what was this? And voila, it came about that we would just have a festival that following August. So this was in the middle of June of 2020.
So we're right in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you? I mean, who's going to go but it was outside.
It was outside in the park. It's always outside in the park. That year we were in Union. We were at Union Park, and we actually had about 500 attendees that year. Yeah. And we had 53 businesses, and 23 of those businesses were brand new, debuting for the first time.
Why? Why? I get it that you kind of just conjured this up, but what's the point behind Sista Soul Fest?
Oh, my God. There's a lot behind Sista Soul Fest. But for starters, I would say that Sista Soul Fest is a platform for women businesses. All women, but primarily women of color, and young girls. So we do have young girls that come out. That are, we had an 8-year-old, and she's been with us all 4 years. So we are watching her business grow. And so what it does is it allows us to be out there, so people know that there are businesses out here, and women, a lot of owned women businesses. And black women, women of color, and just getting us out there to let people know that we're here and helping each other too, because it not only is it for the public, but when you see another woman that looks like you,
yeah, right,
you know, you can relate, and you're like, oh my God, so the dream that you may have been sitting on, or you know, the business you thought you couldn't do, you kind of, it gives you a little hope. It makes you feel like, oh, maybe I can do this.
And there are other people in the same boat,
right,
as what you are. This is the fourth annual, and I apologize. I did not know about this until our friend Joy said, oh, by the way, this is going on. You need to talk to Loretta as soon as you can. What's been the driver that has helped some of these businesses better mature? What are you finding? What's the feedback that you're getting from participants at Sista Soul Fest?
Okay, well, the driver right now, and it has been for the last 3 years, because the first year we really didn't know.
Right.
But we were able to connect with, there was a resource right in the community that we really weren't aware of, the Evelyn K. Davis Center, that is a nonprofit center that offers a lot of training and information and classes about business.
So let's lift up Curtis Baugh as long as
yes,
we're talking about this. Curtis Baugh is a wonderful human being.
Yes, he is.
And in charge of some of this. So the Evelyn K. Davis Center, mm-hmm, for Working Women, I think it is.
Oh, for Working Families.
Working Families, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that became a resource for the people that were part of. And did they know anything about?
Some of us didn't. I was one of them. I didn't know until I was just like, I need to know how to get business. I wanted to know the backside of business because I know my skill. And that's the whole thing, too. A lot of us know our skill. We know our talent. But to actually know the business side of it, to be able to sustain that business, to know what the overhead's going to be, to figure out if you really want to get a building or is it better to just do pop-ups or a food truck, you know, just to find out what is really going to be something that you can sustain and keep going and not go out of business. Know your overhead.
The majority of people that take part in Sista Soul Fest, what are they doing? Are they doing food? Are they doing clothing? Are they doing photography? Are they doing flowers? What are they doing?
Everything.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, everything. So we have makeup. We have flowers. Oh. We have plants. We have clothing, food, bakery, pies, cookies, you name it. We've got waist beads.
What?
Waist beads. So Oria Shea is a business. She makes handmade waist beads.
Waist beads.
Waist beads.
Never heard
yes.
of that.
So. Yeah.
That's a thing?
It is. Ah. It's a big thing. Yeah.
Let's, right away, as we're doing this, we need to let people know when and where this is. So the fourth annual Sista Soul Fest is going to be happening when?
It's August 27th.
It's coming up.
Yes. It's a Sunday.
And from when to when and where?
It's from 11 to 4, so 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we are at the Evelyn K. Davis Park, and that is located at 1400 Forest Avenue.
You've been very successful in doing this, and when we talked on the phone the other day, you indicated to me that you were pleased that this is going to air in Waterloo.
Yes.
Because there's a great many individuals that come. Is this just a Des Moines thing? Or are people coming from other places?
It is definitely not just Des Moines. So we do have people coming from surrounding areas. Last year we had people come from Minnesota, as far as from Omaha. We have people that signed up this year from Chicago. So we would love to have our Waterloo sisters come and participate, Cedar Rapids, Fort Dodge, you name it. We would love to have them come. And we also expanded last year to Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. And we're back there again this year in September, September 16th.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a vision here, I think, that that says we would like to take this on a much broader level than absolutely. Just at the Evelyn K. Davis Park in Des Moines, Iowa.
Absolutely. It is.
About the location, and I just need to ask this because one of the things, and I have, as an owner of an advertising and marketing agency, I've advised people about how to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about to advise you, because you're already successful with this. However, one of the things, I had a young man come to me, a young man of color, who said, I'd like to start this T-shirt shop, mm-hmm. and what do you think? And he had a great idea, but he was going to locate his shop in, I'll affectionately call it, the hood.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I said, Devante, maybe what you should do is put this out in a broader community
mm-hmm.
so that you get a much broader interest from folks that may not live near you.
Right.
And so my question is, we would love to host this in Windsor Heights, for example.
Okay.
I mean, we've got a beautiful park. I mean, mm-hmm. how fun would that be? And anyway, I'm just throwing stuff out.
Right, absolutely.
That could be fun. And I'm sorry for that. I don't mean to step on it. But I can see this really becoming something of great importance and have a really huge economic benefit to the people who are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or can I ask this question? Is it a comfort level? Is it being at the Evelyn K. Davis Park, is that a comfort level for you?
I would say, yes, it is comfort,
sure.
but that's not the only reason. The Evelyn K. Davis Park was given to me as part of the vision. So in 2020, we did host it in the Union Park. And that's that year is where I taught meditation for the entire spring to summer. So we have meditation in the park, MIP. So that year, we were in Union Park. However, when the vision came to me, because I was excited.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parks. The vision came and it was said to me that don't get excited. This is the first and only year that you will be here. You will move to the Evelyn K. Davis Park. At the time, I didn't know really why, but I now see why. And so we will not really move our festival until that is given to me to move. And because Evelyn K. Davis, I believe that we are an extension of her legacy,
sure.
of what she's done for the community.
Totally.
And
understand.
And that park had such a bad reputation.
Yes.
You know, of things that bad things that happened there, you know, just over time.
Yep.
And we actually changed the narrative there.
So you elevated the vibe of Evelyn K. Davis Park.
Absolutely.
Which is then becomes part of your overall mission. Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm getting it now. I had to ask the question to get there, but I totally understand
Absolutely.
What you're doing. So this is an event mm-hmm. that very well could happen in other communities other than Fayetteville, Arkansas.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, I'm sorry. Fayetteville, North Carolina. It could happen in Waterloo. It could happen
yes.
in Chicago. It could happen in Springfield. It could happen in St. Louis.
Yes.
Wow.
That would be our hope to expand.
Yeah.
Because right now, the research that we've been doing, there's no other festival like ours. That's all women participants and primarily for women of color. There's not a festival like this at all.
Let's talk a little bit about economics and women of color. You and I had a long discussion prior to us sitting down before the live mic, mm-hmm. talking about the economics of being a person of color, mm-hmm. but being a female person of color,
right.
and economics with regard to economic status, personal mm-hmm. economic status.
Right.
I don't know if, you know, we report on things and we don't do politics. We stick to the business news. And this is a business conversation.
Right.
We just celebrated, not too very long ago, just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. the equity day, pay equity day for women of color. Hmm. Women of color have to work an extra 260 days more than a white male to be able to make the same amount of money each year. White females have to work less than that, about 2 months less than that. Mm-hmm. So there is really an economic driver behind Sista Soul Fest that I think what you're attempting to do maybe
yes.
is raise the bar.
Absolutely. And raise awareness.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of this is news. A lot of this is news.
Absolutely.
To everybody. I didn't know it in 2020 myself. It wasn't until I started getting deeper into this and figuring out why exactly was this vision given to me, you know, and it's to bring awareness and to let people know that, hey, there's a huge, huge gap, wealth gap, yeah. when you look at it between a black woman or a woman of color compared to a white woman and definitely the white man. And it's just totally unacceptable, and we need to do better.
Yeah. And you need allies.
Yes, absolutely.
This is one of the things I think is so misunderstood. Mm-hmm. You know, in several states, they're gutting diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Supreme Court just said affirmative action doesn't count anymore.
Right.
Which is all of these things. And again, not doing politics, but just doing economics. I don't think people understand that there's such a diverse economic item that flows among various communities out there. I just don't think that comes to the forefront.
No, it doesn't. And sometimes I feel it's deliberate, you know. But it doesn't. And it's part of Sister Soul Fest to bring this out.
Yeah.
And to, you know, and come in, come out.
Yeah. So,
you know.
So white folks, if you're listening, come on out and,
yes.
And celebrate this, because I have to tell you, I have been to several of these various markets hosted by black entrepreneurs. There's a barber shop over on Forest Avenue, I think, or University Avenue. And they
Platinum Cuts. Yep.
Yeah. And I was there, and they had this wonderful party out there. They were serving food, and they had booths, and it was just an amazing adventure.
We were there one year.
Were you?
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, and I did see folks from the non-African American community there. And I spoke to several. I said, what do you think of this? I had no idea that this was here. So to be able to see the various women who are going to be at Sister Soul Fest for the fourth year, this could be an eye-opening experience.
Absolutely. They'll love it. You will love it. You will enjoy it. You'll make connections.
Yeah.
You'll find original pieces, things that you have never had before, too. We have artists out there that put their best work out. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I want to get some waistbands.
Waist beads. Waist beads.
For my waist? Are you kidding me?
You can wear them. She will definitely waist you. It's like, it's called Get Wasted with Ori Ashe.
I have so enjoyed meeting you, and I'm so grateful that Joy Schlegel had put us together.
Yes, I am as well.
This is really an important thing, and because this newscast is heard coast to coast and around the world, I think what you have been able to do is enlighten so many more people with regard to what your mission is and where you want to go with this. Final question for you. This is the fourth edition.
Yes.
Of this. What do you see in the future? I mean,
Oh my goodness.
I mean, this came to you as a vision.
Yes, it did.
What do you see in the future for Sister Soul Fest?
You know, for Sister Soul Fest, I see us expanding to more states and even more within our own state. I would love for us to go to different cities within our own state. And I also see one huge celebration, like maybe our 10th year, where
kind
we
of a
just
national thing?
A national thing. Yes, where we can have people from all over come here where it started, you know, come to Iowa, come to Des Moines, because as we had talked earlier, Des Moines, Iowa is one of the worst states for women businesses and especially women of color. So why not make a big boom? You know how they just had the Junior Olympics here.
Right.
You know, why not bring a national Sister Soul Fest from and
why
have
not?
It here? That would be amazing.
Why not? I lied to you. I said final question, but I do have a follow up. It's kind of a sassy name.
Yeah.
Sister.
Soul Fest.
Why?
Again, Michael, it was given to me in the vision. Everything, even the heart and flame in our logo.
Right.
I was told that we had to have the heart. We had to have the heart, and we had to have the flame. And one of my friends who's a graphic designer, I told her, I said, listen, I don't know how you're going to do it, but it has to have it in there. And she put the two together and I fell in love with it. But yeah. And then later it came to me that the heart represents love.
Yes.
And the flame is power. So it's the power of love, or love is power. So.
Wow. Very, very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Loretta Windsor, ladies and gentlemen. It is the fourth annual Sister Soul Fest. It's happening at Evelyn K. Davis Park on Forest Avenue in Des Moines, coming up on
August 27th.
And we will have links to Sister Soul, which, by the way, their website's fantastic. Can people still sign up to become vendors?
Yes, we do have it extended until the 15th.
Okay.
I believe the 15th. Yeah, it's extended to the 15th.
We will put this out and broadcast this widely. So
thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate getting to know you and getting to know more about your mission.
Thank you.
That, once again, is the voice of Loretta Windsor, the founder and director of something called Sista Soul Fest, which is happening in August in Des Moines, and it's the fourth annual adventure. We will have links to their website up on the radio blog. And could you tell I was really into that conversation? I think she is a fantastic woman, and you'll be hearing more from Loretta in the coming months. All right, that's a wrap for the Business News Hour for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and Loretta Windsor, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.